Hello, good morning, welcome to our audio boo, and we are particularly jolly today because we have today and tomorrow, and then tomorrow night we are flying back to Liverpool, hooray, yes, aren't we? Well, I'm not, sorry, you're not, are you, Pilar? I am, you're not. So, all great as far as I'm concerned, and we shall sort of go and do some Christmas shopping. Great, this is so wonderful. We're sort of in Liverpool for a few days, then we're back in Spain for, like a week and a bit, and then we're back to Liverpool again, aren't we? So we're sort of flying all over the place over the next 2 weeks. But although I'm not a keen traveller, it's the destination which is important, not how you get there. It's once you do get there, that's when you can start to enjoy everything. So we can't wait for that. And in the meantime, it's going to be nice to be able to watch BBC Two, which of course you can't do in Spain. There's been talk, I think they mentioned it on Feedback or something, on Radio 4, there's talk about an international iPlayer so that the likes of me can watch the BBC TV without getting a message saying this is not available in your territory or whatever. But for the moment, there's nothing for the likes of me, except the BBC press office, who very kindly publish all the information about BBC programmes, even though you can't actually get to see them. So I'm going to be looking forward to being in Liverpool next week, apart from seeing my friends and family and everything, and sort of generally being on holiday for a few days. I'm also going to be able to tune in to Due South, which is on most weekdays on BBC Two, and today it is called The Vault, and Vecchio exaggerates the severity of his injuries sustained on duty for insurance reasons. So I'm looking forward to this one. I remember this one. It's been a while since I've seen it. I've seen all the episodes quite a few times. I haven't seen this particular one, so I'm looking forward. Obviously, I can't see this one, but it'll be nice to watch it anyway. So that's Due South today, and why don't I, while I'm here, I can remind you about tomorrow's episode. Hopefully it's on again tomorrow. Let me have a quick check here. Due South, yes, tomorrow, on Friday, it's The Witness. Benton's new boss wants him out, and Ray has been thrown into jail for contempt. This is the episode where he, basically, Vecchio, the Chicago cop, he's not very tidy, and he's not very organized, and he's terrible when it comes to sort of keeping notes about, as you know, policemen have to write down everything. So when they go to court, they can say, yes, this happened at 1 o'clock, and this happened, and I spoke to whoever. So poor Vecchio's got his notes all over the place. So when they finally go to court, they sort of make mincemeat out of him. And I think it's the sort of prosecution. They're not very happy with Vecchio, and the poor thing ends up in jail for contempt. I think that's the episode. So we shall see what happens. That's tomorrow on BBC Two. Again, if you are watching Due South, please let me know how it goes. I've seen them all, but you know, it's just nice to watch these things when they're sort of on television live. It's so great. Part of this Bring Back Due South campaign that we have, it's so nice to see Due South back on the telly again, back on the BBC as well. It's been a while since it's been on the BBC. It used to be on, as you know, sort of prior to Doctor Who, it used to be on Saturday nights. Then it was moved to sort of the middle of the week. Then it was on Sunday mornings. It was all over the place. And then eventually it went on to UK Gold. And the last time I knew, sort of a few years ago, actually it was when I interviewed Jay Semko, it was on ITV3. And I wrote into ITV3 at the time of doing the interviews and said, do you have any plans to repeat Due South? And they said, sorry, we have no plans. And then 3 weeks later, it was back on the telly. So if that's not a coincidence, I don't know what is. But it's wonderful. As a campaigner to bring Due South back, it's good to see the classic episodes back on the BBC, where they belong.